Well, we usually call it hard rains.
Hard rain. Do you ever remember any kind of special names for that?
Sometimes you say we just had a flood.
You ever hear gully washer?
Oh, yeah, we had a gully washer.
Yeah, heard that.
Heard that old expression.
Heard that many and many a time.
And how about any others that you remember?
Clodsoaker. That's a soft, easy rain for 2 or 3 days that in the summertime when you need rain awful bad. We're hoping we'll get a clodsoaker, or we did get a clodsoaker.
did you ever hear a toad strangler or goose drowner?
No.
No, no, I've never heard never that heard expression.
That. Those are wonderful. A lady told me that a goose will stand up and make the water drain off its back, and by standing up so straight, it'll actually drown.
I've heard of that.
The old geese won't. The goslin will drown that way, but a young goose.
That's the right young goose.
But they learn after they get half grown, they won't drown.
Kind of an interesting story. a light rain that wouldn't soak up a clod, but just a light rain would be a
sprinkle.
A sprinkle.
Shower.
And if you have a long stretch of weather without rain in the summer, what did you call it?
Drought.
If you get up in the morning and you see the plants all wet, you call that
a big dew.
Just a dew. And if it's cold enough that the plants are killed, then that dew is a
frost.
You ever call that a hard?
Hard tree.
Hard tree.
Freeze.
Well, everything freezes.
That's when you have pretty thick ice, a hard freeze.
The ground freezes hard.
The ground freeze.
Mm-hmm. And if it isn't a hard freeze and you have a pond, what is the, what do you call that ice that's pretty thin on top?
Skim.
Skim ice?
Skim ice.
I could tell you one on then.
All right, sir. I'd like to hear it.
Well, we used to run a grits mill, ground corn for the public. And my brother worked in Memphis. He is a express messenger from Memphis to Birmingham. But he'd come down to pay us a visit. And so, there's a nigger come to mill, and we is in the field. And he ground the nigger's corn. So that night at the supper table, we was eating supper. I heard somebody, hello. I made a motion to get up. He said, just keep your seat. I'll see who it is. And he lit out. Come back. I said, who was it? Oh, it was a nigger. He wanted to talk to me a minute. And so we had loaded up a load of turnips that evening to go to Oklahoma the next day when we was going to leave about 1 o'clock, way before day. So we had an old mule that had a wart right up there, an old soft wart right up on top of her head, and she didn't want you to put the bridle on her. And she is over in that end of the stall, another mule over in this end. And I told him, I said, you can go catch that mule over there and I'll get this one. Now he went over there and the old mule didn't want to put the bridle on. And he grabbed her by the ear and around and around and around and was going directly.